Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I'm joined today by, tell them who you are.
Big Shot Bob. You should know who I am by now.
Oh, yeah. Maybe when I start getting different guests, it'll be a surprise.
I don't want to sound full of myself, but y'all know my voice. Y'all know what I do.
Yeah, man. I like having you on. Can't wait till football season.
I can't wait to NFL season. It's right around the corner. Training camp starts the 28th for the Panthers, if you're a Panthers fan.
It's only a month.
It's only a month long. They don't allow these guys to practice.
A month till preseason. Until the first preseason game. It's less than like 30 days away.
And September 8th is right around the corner. We need to go into the Mile High Stadium pissed. And yep. So we can wax the Denver Broncos and Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanitation.
Hey.
My bad.
Hey.
Coming from
a former Jets fan.
You know he's sanitation.
Who owns a Mark Sanchez jersey.
You can put sanitation. You can
authentic. I'm telling you, that's how serious I was. Authentic. I'm talking.
Them authentics were like $300 too, man. Them things.
I didn't buy it. Somebody bought it for me.
Okay. Them things aren't cheap, man. At all.
Nope. All right.
Okay. Enough about that.
Anyway, it's not football season, although I wish it was.
It feels like football
season.
See,
I say football season because I also love college football.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a guy who loves both equally like I do. Most people are like one way or the other. Like, oh, I love the NFL, but I watch college football. Like, I invest in both. Anyways, let's talk about the big event of the weekend. It's weird to say about a sport that didn't exist 20 years ago, but the big sporting event, UFC 200, plagued by a lot of stuff going into it, man.
Can I say that I was utterly pissed sitting at home? I think it was Thursday night when the announcement came out, about 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Breaking news, Dana White at the podium. John Jones pulled from UFC 200.
TDs again.
I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Second time going into a fight against Daniel Cormier.
Yeah, he's a superior athlete, so what does he need the PEDs for?
Oh, no.
I mean, the athleticism.
I don't think he wants to fight Daniel Cormier.
I don't think so either. I think he knows Cormier is strong, and if Cormier would have slammed him a couple good times, I don't know if his body would have been able to take that. So, a lot of people use the PEDs for recovery, faster recovery, to take the punishment.
I don't know. So let's talk.
And the B sample came back positive too. So
yeah,
you were cheating, bro,
big time. All right, so let's talk about the people that were actually there. Did you watch the card?
I missed the card, unfortunately. I missed the card.
I won't lie. Nobody come and arrest me. I watched it on Periscope for free.
That's the way to watch it.
Yeah. Because $50 is a little steep for a guy who makes nothing doing podcasts. So,
right.
Shout out. You want to send your boy some money? I'm all about it. All right. So, it was a really good card. Obviously, it was deflated a little bit. But Anderson Silva, Daniel Cormier. People were pissed at Daniel Cormier because all he did was take him down, lay on him, and throw some shots. But
that's Cormier's game. That's his fighting game.
Thank you. UFC fans, if you want to just watch people punch each other in the face, watch boxing, okay?
You won't even get that. You'll get more clinching than anything.
Yeah, MMA is about submissions. It's about takedowns. Yeah, a lot of guys take people down and just lay on them and kind of just throw their weight around a little bit. And I get how that can be a little boring, but if that was you and that's what your background was, that's what you would do to win championships, to win fights, to win money.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
Daniel Cormier walked out of there with no, like, he didn't get hurt at all. Like, that's the point, is to win and not get hurt. And that's what Daniel Cormier does, and that's what he did against
Shout
Anderson.
Out to Cormier. Way to represent.
Quit booing Daniel Cormier.
They don't like Cormier. I mean, he don't.
Because he's a quote-unquote boring fighter.
Exactly.
But, you know, I wrestled. I come from a wrestling background, so I like wrestling, and I'm cool with it. Brock Lesnar.
He did pretty much the same thing.
He did the same exact thing. Except, man, I'm going to tell you what. I don't know if it was the end of round two or three. I can't really remember. He had Mark Hunt pinned down, and he was just punching it. Like, just punching him in the face repeatedly. Like, not even scientific or MMA, no ground. He was just punching him in the face repeatedly. And if that round would have went on 20 more seconds, Mark Hunt would have, they would have had to stop the fight. Because Brock Lesnar is just so massive. He's so fast. He's so strong. And when that dude is punching you in the face over and over and over, eventually you're going to give up.
And his 265 looks different from like a LeBron James at 265.
Yeah.
I mean, Brock Lesnar looks like he's 330 pounds.
He does. It's so ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. This guy is huge, man. And he picked the right fight. You know, he picked somebody he knew he could handle. Which, I mean, I'm not mad at him. Brock is a brand. He needs to look good.
Misha Tate thought she picked somebody she was going to be able to handle, too. And we all see how that turned out. Misha Tate gets submitted in the first round by, I'm sorry, I don't even know her name beside. I don't know her first name. But
Tonez or
Nunes. Nunes. Nunes is her last name. I don't even know her first name. But that girl, she stuck Misha Tate in the face like three times. And Misha Tate was like, oh, this is real. Like, this is not going to end. I immediately regret this decision.
Like, damn, I shouldn't have done this. I should have gave Holly Holm a rematch.
Yes, this was so bad. I immediately regret this decision.
Misha Tate at the post-fight interview, hand covering her nose because it was shattered. And
it was so bad, dude.
She's done for a while.
It was a good card, but the hype around
it. What happened to Josie Aldo? Did he end up winning?
Yeah, he dismantled Frankie Edgar.
Okay.
He just hit him a bunch of times. Like, it was a good no. It might have been the best fight on the card besides Cain Velasquez,
mm-hmm.
who kicked this dude's head off. It was so bad. Oh, it was so bad to watch. But Cain Velasquez won, Josie Aldo won, Daniel Cormier won, Brock Lesnar won, and first name something, last name Nunes.
Is the new women's champion.
Is the new champion.
And you know 201 is right around the corner.
Yep.
And then we get McGregor back in, what, 202? So, fight fans, don't worry. The best
back
is yet to come.
It's going to be good. But UFC owners, the best is here to stay. UFC sells their stock. Well, not their stock. They're not a publicly traded company. But they sell their ownership for $4 billion. To put that in perspective.
Say what? $4 billion?
Billion with a B. Bought it for $2 million. Not $200 million. Not $20 million. $2 million.
Is that like a 2 million% increase
it's,
or something?
It's so
insane.
Ridiculous.
It's insane.
Like, Dana White woke up this morning and made $400 million. He only owns like 9% of the company. Like,
he's still part ownership even after the deal.
And he still getting paid for salary because he's still the president.
Exactly. Like, did not lose his job.
No.
Got an extra payday on top of what he's already making.
Dana White woke up this morning and was like,
da 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 da, the Mickey D slogan.
My man was driving around listening to Ice Cube all day because today was a good day.
A damn good day for him.
It's going to blow up. Now with the extra money that's going to be coming in, they're going to be looking at more networks besides just Fox. They're going to be looking at ESPN. They're going to be looking at CBS, NBC, because all of these things just got into the fight game, getting back into Premier Boxing. So you got to think you're going to get off of the boxing thing and go towards the thing that's actually popular nowadays in the UFC.
And I mean, people just like UFC, man, because it doesn't matter if you win or lose. They always put their best fighters in the ring for the most part. Guys that have earned their way, and they let them fight, man. You know, boxing, all these circles and mirrors and strings and hoops you got to jump through to get these guys in the ring.
But UFC guys will fight, speaking for most. UFC guys will basically fight anybody. Boxers handpick every single opponent they have.
And they can pay opponents to not have to fight them, even if they're mandatory, like Cotto paid Triple G.
Yeah.
To not pay them like $800,000 so he wouldn't have to fight him, so he could fight Alvarez.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. I mean, I can't stand boxing. I'll watch it from time to time if it's on and there's nothing else going on. So if there's boxing on, I'll probably watch it now because there's nothing going on. But I can't understand. I don't understand. I can't get into the politics of it. It just makes no sense to me. But I'm not 60, so
yeah.
I don't know. All right. UFC had a good day, good weekend, made a lot of money. just made a lot of money for a lot of people. Apparently, Brock Lesnar made $2.5 million for that fight.
Oof.
Ooh, that's a good payday.
Could they make UFC an Olympic sport?
Probably not, because they took wrestling out of the Olympics.
That's right, they did.
They took Greco-Roman wrestling out of the Olympics.
Crap.
Which is ridiculous, because it's one of the original sports.
Exactly. How could you take wrestling?
The Olympics are around the corner, man. What do you think about the Olympics? Like, leave the political, you know, Zika virus, you know, violence. Leave all that aside. How do you feel about the Olympics? Like, is it something you look forward to?
There's certain parts of the Olympics. Like, I'm looking forward to the basketball.
You're not into the archery?
Nah, not like I should be, I guess.
Cross-country running?
The cross-country, pass. Yeah. It's only a few sports, you know, beach, the track and field, the 100-meter.
Beach volleyball.
The beach volleyball, we can get down with
that.
The women's gymnastics, I love seeing the women's gymnastics. I know
it sounds really weird, and the men's gymnastics, not like the floor routine and stuff, but like the uneven bars and the rings and the pommel horse.
I mean, that stuff they do is tough. Crazy. It's really tough. You got to be strong as hell to do what they do. I just can't watch it. I watch the swimming. I'm a big fan of swimming. Right? It's like, damn, did your outfits be any tighter? You already got to watch the swimming and everybody in Speedos. It's like, damn. But I'm a fan of the swimming. Definitely the track and field. Some of the events of track and field. The basketball, I'm a huge fan of.
See, because it'll be on all the time, I'll watch it. I'll watch rowing, kayaking. I'll watch all that weird
it's
stuff.
It's going to be going. I'm a huge fan of that where they scrape the ice real fast with the brooms.
That's Winter Olympics. That's curling.
Curling. I'm a fan of that.
Hey, shout out to the Charlotte Curling Academy, if you didn't know there was one in Charlotte.
What? Get out of
5 minutes from my house. Yeah. Didn't know that was a thing in Charlotte.
Me
but either. Apparently it's so big they needed an academy here.
I guess so.
It's going to be, man, the basketball is the part I care about the most. Just, I like watching our country beat people by 40 points.
The world has caught up, but it still can't compete with our basketball.
Golf, with all those people pulling out, who knows who's going to win that? I mean, you took the top 5 people in the world out.
They just said they're not showing up, but the U.S. still has some strong golfers going. You know, Bubba Watson's going.
Fowler.
Fowler's going. Matt Kuchar's going. They got somebody else for the team. I just can't think of
Jason
who it
Duffner?
Is it Duffner?
I don't know.
Don't quote me on that one. Don't quote us on that one.
I'll take the field over America in that one.
In
though.
Golf?
Yeah, I'll take the field. Yeah. A lot of good English golfers. And
there are.
Maybe Sergio Garcia can, instead of winning a major, he can win the Olympics or something.
Who knows?
I don't know, man.
I'm a fan of the tennis, too, because I like the fact that the country is playing. I know we don't stand a chance in men's tennis, but in women's tennis, we have a great chance of winning the gold medal.
Oh, yeah. Who's the best men's American man?
I got to say Sam Querrey right now, because he beat Novak Djokovic in Wimbledon. And there hasn't been many people that have beaten Novak Djokovic over the past 4 years.
Not just in a major. No, like just haven't beat him. There are a lot of guys who haven't taken a set off of him.
Right?
Okay,
just 3-0 all the time. Just Novak.
So, no, I don't know. It's going to be rough. Not winning the tennis, but we'll make up for it in basketball. I mean, I'm trying to think of other really fun sports. Yeah, track and field. But the funny thing is it's the other stuff in track and field, like pole vaulting and stuff like that. I'm down on that stuff. That stuff's so much fun to watch.
I watch the triple jump. I like the shot put, too, man.
Yeah.
The hammer throw is pretty funky, too.
Hammer throw.
Now, isn't like the X Games part of the Olympics now? Like the half pipe and skateboarding and the big air? I feel like they added that recently to the Olympics.
Extreme sports? I don't know.
Because, you know, the world does extreme sports.
Yeah. Man, I like the winter version better, but I know the winter. I guess it would make sense if it was, because, like, the snowboarding and stuff like that is in the Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics, so why can't we have
skateboarding?
I mean,
it's the only reason to watch the Winter Olympics is the snowboarding and stuff. I'm trying to think. No, I think that's it for the Olympics, man. There's a bunch of stuff. It's just fun to watch. And I guess just because it's like, America.
You can feel patriotic.
Yeah. Like
go USA.
Yeah, you just get to like be excited.
And then, of course, the election's going to divide us again. So,
yeah, we'll come together for a couple months until, what, September?
We need something to take our minds off of what's going on around the world right now, man.
Yep, it's been rough, man.
So the country, the winning some gold medals in the Olympics could make us all feel
It'll make us feel really good about ourselves, and then we'll go back to fighting over politics and
dumb crap we don't need to be fighting over.
Yeah. All right, so speaking of golf and the Olympics, the Open Championship, the British Open, however you want to say it, is coming up this weekend. All the big names are going to be there. Dustin Johnson coming off of his first major victory, which, by the way, reminder, your boy called it.
Came off another victory at WBC in, I want to say, in Cleveland, in Akron?
I think so.
In Jason Day's hometown. Jason Day gave up a lead. Dustin Johnson coming from the back on Sunday. Man, he's playing some outstanding golf right now. That'd probably be the guy to take.
I think it's always hard because you want to favor the English and the European players because that links golf kind of plays to what they're good at.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to go with Jason Day.
Go with the Aussie.
Yeah. But I worry, man. The vertigo thing always makes me worried, especially when he travels a lot and makes long flights, kind of messes him up.
We know the winds in Scotland are going to be tough. Bloody tough.
I'm going to go with Phil Mickelson.
You're going to go with Phil? Just a shot in the dark. Phil, you're gonna pull one out your boot. Nah. European golfers usually have an advantage at the Open Championship. Rory McIlroy, if you're going to win a tournament, this should be the one you can win.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pick him. I'm going to roll with the hot hand, the hot golfer right now, and that's Dustin Johnson.
You're going with DJ, huh?
I'm going to go with Dustin. Go with your boy.
Out of shout out to Coastal Carolina.
Got to shout them out. And speaking of Coastal Carolina, didn't they win the College World Series
yes,
as well?
Yes, they did.
Shout
the
out
to Chanteliers, which is like a mythical rooster. Most awesome mascot ever.
Way to go, Coastal Carolina. Y'all got some good things going on this year.
Dustin Johnson won his major. Y'all won the baseball national championship. Maybe Dustin Johnson go win a second major.
And then he's not going to the Olympics. I can't blame him, though. That Zika virus is nothing to play with, man. And the water out there is just terrible. You could die in that stuff, man.
See, here's my thing with that, man. I was going to try to avoid it, but let's go ahead and talk about that kind of stuff. A lot of these guys are coming out and saying, everybody should boycott the Olympics, all the golfers have quoted Zika as the reason. Some of the NBA guys have been more I just need some time off. LeBron, I understand you, bro. You've been playing basketball for six straight years. Take you a break.
He has three Olympics under his belt. You don't need to go back to the Olympics again.
Yeah, you did your time.
You're good.
But it's easy for those guys to say, don't go. You make millions of dollars anyways. That dude on the fourth leg of the relay in the swimming portion, that man ain't making millions of dollars when he gets home. He needs that. It's what he's been working on his whole life. I understand why they don't want to forfeit. But, man, some of that stuff, it's hard to think about that people... I can't do it because I'm going to go all political. I'm going to start getting basically what I look at it as, you're going to go and see stuff there and you look at America and talk about how terrible America is and go to other countries and see how poor. I mean, these poor people don't have water. They said they were cleaning out water, water area, lakes and rivers and stuff. They pulled a whole car out of a river, a whole car. That's been there for 15 years. Ain't nobody decide to pull a car out the river? It's ridiculous.
Might as well get it out. I just want our athletes to stay safe, put on a good performance, and get back to America.
USA.
And 100%.
I just want to chant that a lot this month. USA.
Go get me some USA. Shower slides that have USA on it, all decked out in the red, white, and blue. Wear them proudly. Have a little tan on my feet. Man. That's living it up.
All right, man. You got anything else?
Let's see. I think we've touched on pretty much everything.
Yeah, it's slow, man.
It's
I know
slow
it's,
time
it's
in sports.
Slow
the,
out there.
The All-Star game, of course, is Wednesday night, MLB.
Yep. The only All-Star game that matters in any sport. It's the only good one. It's the only – because when you watch the All-Star game in baseball, it looks like you're watching a baseball game. A real live baseball game. Because yeah.
they're playing for something.
And I get it. Like, guys are only going to throw maybe one, two, three innings max. Mm-hmm. And guys are probably only going to get to hit once or twice. But it's still baseball. It's going to be baseball. It's not like the NBA where it's like everybody stand around, take jump shots, and just dunk the ball really hard. Or the NFL where it's like, we're not really going to tackle. Like, we're not going to play defense.
Right.
Like, seriously, there were plays during the Pro Bowl where people didn't tackle. They just kind of, like, wrapped them up, and then the ref just called it. Like, it was like
you're down.
Yep, down. You're down. Two-hand touch. I think they should do that. I think they should just, like, take the pads off. No helmets, and just play, like, flag football. But I know this is kind of going off into a little tangent, but, like, for the Pro Bowl, how much fun would it be to, like, you have your skills. Like, have two different games. You got, like, your flag football game mm-hmm. with, like, your wide receivers, your corners, your running backs and stuff. Like, play flag football, and then play flag football, but with, like, linebackers, DNs. Offensive
the fat guys
line.
Against
yeah, like
each
the
other.
Big guys, and then like have the quarterbacks quarterbacks be like the kickers and punters. Like, how cool would that be? That would be so much more fun to watch.
I would love to see them just add more skills competitions. Have these best quarterbacks do like accuracy balls, deep throws down the field.
Yeah, everybody worries about. Oh well, there was that time that guy tore his ACL in the sand. Well, don't do it in the sand this
don't
time.
Don't do it in the sand.
Do it on the grass.
Have some cones. I mean, the fans out there, they want to see skills. I want to see how far this quarterback can throw the football.
Every wide receiver in the league says, "Oh, I'm the fastest.
Let's have some 40-yard dashes out here. Let's settle who's the fastest man.
Let's get Antonio Brown and Ted Ginn and Odell. Let's line them up.
And they should have. You know, like they do with the sports science when they hit the damn pad and how many pounds of pressure they hit with. Who is the hardest hitter in the league?
Before
set that up.
Before I switched shows and I used to do the show with a couple of my old buddies, I proposed this idea. You do these skills competitions, come up with all of them, like how far a quarterback can throw it, how accurate a quarterback can be, like all sorts of different stuff. Like, you could come up with a bunch of fun ways to do it. And to entice guys to come and not back out, if you win a skills competition, $10,000 to a charity you decide.
I don't know if $10,000 would be enough to move them, but if you said $100,000,
no, but
because they got money.
But if you do 15, you do 15 skills competitions, you're talking about $150,000 to give away to charity.
Charities,
and
true.
Who's gonna say? Who's gonna be like, you know what? I don't care about charity. Like, guys are gonna be like, you know, Aaron Rodgers, unless he's hurt, is gonna be like, I really want to go, but I could go and try to win
for my charity.
Yeah. And maybe it's not just $10,000 for the winner. Maybe it's $10,000 for the winner and $5,000 for the person who comes in second. And then you double it, and so you're up to like, you know, I'm not good at math, but it's like $225,000.
That's what the NBA should incorporate. Instead of just $25,000 in a car.
Yeah.
You know,
start doing stuff for
making
charity.
$1 million for the slam dunk contest. The winner gets $1 million for their charity in the slam dunk contest. Your top stars wouldn't come out then?
I mean, guys like Barkley and Magic have come out and said, Magic has said, if LeBron, D-Wade, or not D-Wade, LeBron, Blake Griffin,
Russell Westbrook,
if they all get together and do the slam dunk competition, he'll give $1 million to them if they win. Now, none of those guys need $1 million, but I'm saying, like,
but if you put it to a charity, how are you going to turn down $1 million for your charity?
If you say, oh, it's for a charity. LeBron's image is trying to be squeaky clean and be the best guy in the league now. He's not going to be
and
like.
He's one of the most charitable guys on the planet. Let's
not
get that twisted.
Like,
he's not
going to
say, no, I'm not going to get in it.
He's going to be like, all right, yeah.
And plus, it's near the end of his career now. So, you know, he ain't got much more time to get into one of these. So
I think that's what they should do. But that's just me. Personal. Make it fun. But hey, watch the Major League All-Star game. You know, this won't come out till tomorrow, but the Home Run Derby is tonight.
Who you got? Who you like?
I don't care, dude. Is Giancarlo Stanton in it?
No.
Well, I'll take the guy who won it last year, Todd Frazier.
They're giving an extra 30 seconds for guys that hit a more than 460 feet or something. So some enticing things going on.
Who's in? You got a list? Like,
I got Todd Frazier. I know Corey Seager's in it.
I like taking people. You know me. I take dark horses.
You pulling it up real fast?
Yeah, I'm going to pull it up.
I want to shout out Portugal real quick. Yesterday, they were unbelievable. They stuck to their game plan, to their guns. We're going to play defense. even though Ronaldo goes out in the 25th minute, we're going to still do our thing. We're going to get a late goal from somebody that you ain't even heard of in the 109th minute, and we're going to beat France in Paris for our first Euro championship. Way to go, Portugal.
And that's a significant loss. It's not like, hey, we lost our best player. We lost our best player who just happens to be the second best player in the world.
Right? You didn't lose, no slouch.
All right. So the eight guys are, it is Giancarlo Stanton.
He's in it.
So I'm going with Stanton.
You're going to go with Stanton?
So it's Trumbo, Duval, Myers, Seager, Cano, Frazier, Gonzalez, and Stanton.
I'll take Todd Frazier because he won it last year. He's comfortable in it. And we got to remember, they're in San Diego. That's one of the toughest ballparks in the majors.
So you're not going to go with the hometown guy? You're not going to go with Myers?
No. Hell no. I'm going to go with Frazier.
So,
I'm going to go with Frazier.
Seager is the lowest seed.
Yeah, he's been hot lately for the Dodgers. Him and Jock Peterson, I think, are both in it. Isn't young Jock in it as well?
I don't think so.
He might have been taking Jock's place. Jock was in it last year, I know.
Yeah.
And he kind of had he's had a pitiful season till now.
But Craig, I didn't Seager's even know Todd Frazier didn't play for the Reds anymore.
Yeah, they traded him to the White Sox. White Sox. I'm going to go with Todd Frazier.
Are we going with Cano? I'm going with Stanton.
Cano's too old, man. I like the fact that he's in it. He's got an easy swing, but
I just want to see Stanton because I know he's going to crush.
He's
going to
hit some really hard.
His longest home run of the regular of this year is 475.
Ooh. He's got a lot of ballpark he has to hit out of. So if he gets on a roll, watch out.
That's a weird ballpark to do it in.
Yeah.
No. All right, man. I think that's going to do it for this week of the Rule of Three. That's it.
That's it, man.
And it's been fun. I feel it's a long show, a lot of topics. All right, seriously, that is going to do it for the Rule of Three this week, the breakdown edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
I'm Big Shot Bob. Side piece.
Good day. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac, and with a pen and pad, I compose this rhyme to hit you and to get you equipped for the summertime.